It's clear that if you reduce the manpower at your disposal, then you're saving a lot of costs. If you do less exploration than you were doing before, then of course the costs will be down. Yes, cost cutting is the first reaction of any industry to hard times. But at some point there, in order to go back to where we were, we would have to start spending again big time. And I'm not sure we're ever going to be back to in that situation in the North Sea. It was absolutely necessary for the industry to reduce its costs. Unfortunately, in some way, that's an indictment of the oil industry over the years. Why were these inefficiencies allowed to exist in the first place? Why were steps not taken to make the practices within the oil industry as tight as they possibly could have been? In essence, the inland revenue have lost taxes over the years by these inefficiencies in the oil industry. So that's one way of looking at it. But yes, it's good that the Oil and Gas Authority appear to be having an impact now in helping to reduce the costs. Long may that continue.
Do you think that will have a positive impact, reducing the costs, or do you think that the industry is kind of past saving?
Unless the oil price goes up to at least $70 a barrel, I think the outlook is bleak, absolutely bleak for the North Sea. If it remains less than $50 a barrel, I think we're entering the decommissioning stage, regardless of what the Oil and Gas Authority does or what Oil and Gas UK does.